I've had a Georgios Seferis week today. I was in a bookshop tonight, and the bookshop's called Libra Book, and it sells contemporary fiction in as many different European languages as the bookseller can get hold of. He's got obviously German, Italian, Spanish, but he's also got Maltese and all of the most of the smaller Eastern European nations. He hasn't got Portuguese or Hungarian yet, but he's working on it. And he's got plenty of Greek. And he only chooses decent, interesting contemporary fiction or fiction that to him is interesting. So there's no bestsellers unless they're really good fiction or literature. And tonight he had a show which had, I think it was three Greek writers. I have to say, I think it was three because I arrived late, so I only saw the last one. And the last one was a poet, and he used to be a journalist. And as he was talking, I was reading this book of poems, and which was in Greek, and one of the, and I don't understand Greek totally, but I understand it a bit. So I was reading this poem, and there was a line in the poem which said, "Mazime to Yorgos." No, it said, "Mazime to Sefero." No, it didn't. It said, "Mazime to Seferi." Okay, so, and you know what that means because Seferis was one of the greatest poets of the 20th century. He won the Nobel Prize in the 1960s, and he was Greek. He was also a diplomat, and he, so mezimetos seferis, no, mezimetos seferi. See, it's not mezimetos seferis because if you say mezime, which means with, mezi means with, mezimeto means with the, and then you have to put the word in the accusative, which means that you, if it's an IS ending, you drop the S, so it's mezimetos seferis. And it's just one of those things that in English we don't use the with a name. Like we don't say with the Shakespeare, we say with Shakespeare, yeah. But in Greek it's the other way around. So if you said with James, it would be mezimeto James. With the James. Not that I'm the only James in the world, but it's with the, whatever the name is. So, Mazimetosefero. No, Mazimetoseferi. Mazimetoseferi. So, actually, the whole line was Iches. It wasn't even the whole line, but the phrase was Iches Mazime. No, Iches Mazisu Toseferi. You had with you Seferis. So it reminded me of a line from a Smith song. Well, the Smith song is Cemetery Gates, and the line is, "A dreaded sunny day, let's go where we're happy, and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side." You had Seferis with you, Keats and Yeats are on your side. I thought it was worth asking him. So afterwards, I went up to him and I asked him, you know, what did he mean? Well, first of all, I asked him about the Smiths reference. He'd never heard of this song, so it's nothing to do with it. But then I said, you know, what does it mean for a Greek poet to write, "You had Seferis with you"? And he said that to his generation, he said anyone who'd like him, i.e., like the person I was talking to tonight, had, as a young man, started to write poems, failed, or given up, or not been able to, you know, really do what they wanted to do with poetry, and then, you know, worked on something else, lived their life. And then later in life, I mean, the guy wasn't that old, mid-40s perhaps, he later in life gone back to poetry. He said to them, Seferis is an inspiration, and he said that As a young man, he studied Greek literature at university, and he had a 6-month stay in Berlin. So there he was as a young man going to Berlin for 6 months, and he only took one book with him. And the book he took was a book of poems by Yorgos Seferis. And I said, well, you're a student of Greek literature, you would have known Seferis' work really well by then already. He said, yeah, he said he'd read it all, but he took it knowing that he'd reread it and reread it. And we also talked about how Seferis is so, his poems look so simple. Now, because obviously when you look at a language that you don't know very well, but you're trying to learn, where you've got, whether it's poetry or prose, where writers are using long sentences or long phrases, that long lines, it's obviously much more difficult than people who write really short, clear sentences. And Seferis in his poetry, it's short lines, and you look at it immediately, you think, that's understandable. I could understand that with a bit of help. When I say a bit of help, with a bit of effort. And this week, I learnt a Seferis poem off by heart. And the reason why I learnt it off by heart was, I was looking, sometimes when I'm working, I like to have music playing. But I kind of want it to be subliminally teaching me a language as I work on something else. And so I've kind of got a few different searches I can do on YouTube to get me interesting stuff sung in other languages. So, and one of the things is to, I started off just typing singer-songwriter and then the name of the language, and then name to try and get it more in that language rather than by singers from that country translating singer-songwriter into that language and doing it as a YouTube search. But then, because some of the more interesting singers to me in other countries have set poems to music, and but sung not as in, I don't know, like a leader classical music type, but as, you know, just pop, folk, guitar, kind of almost popular music or singer songwriting type of stuff. And so I did that with Seferis. I just put Seferis and Tragoudi, which is Greek for song, and I got up a song which was Stoperiali to Krifo, which means to the hidden seashore, and it's set to music by Theodorakis, who's famous for a lot of reasons in Greece, partly because he's a wonderful composer, and also because he battled against the dictatorship in the 70s. And it's really beautiful if you Google it, or whatever, if you find it somehow. It's just really beautiful. And I had a book of Seferis poems on my bookshelf, so I just got it down, looked it up in the index, and there it was. And again, just really, really simple. So I'll say it in Greek, and then I won't translate it for you, but I'll say something about it. So it's called Arnisi. It's not called Stoperiali to Krifo. That's the first line, and that's the line that shows up on the YouTube searches. But it's Arnisi. Arnisi. Stoperiali to Krifo, che aspro san peristeri. Thipsasame to Messi Mary, Matonero Lifo. Panos dinam autin xanthi, rapsame tonomatis. Orea pu physicsen obatis, ke svistike graphi. Meticavia, metiponoi, tipothus, ketipathos, pyramates oimas, lathos, kialaxame zoi. So the first verse is saying, we're going to the hidden shore, which is white like a dove. We're thirsty at noon in the salt water. The second verse says, in the sand, the blonde sand, we wrote her name. It's beautiful that the west wind blows and sweeps away the writing. With our heart, with our spirit, our pain and our passion, we took our life, that's a mistake, and we changed our life. I think, I'm not sure about the translation of the last sentence, but the last verse. And so you see how simple it is. And I was thinking when I was just walking up the stairs just now. So they're writing her name in the sand. And the wind just blows it away. And you think now, I mean, he must have written this poem between the two world wars. The sea's still there. The shore's still there. The wind's still blowing. The poem survived these decades. And the act of writing has survived those years in the poem. But what hasn't survived is her name. We don't know her name.